Good morning. Welcome everybody to the Sussex County Council meeting of May 15, 2018. First, let me approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. This time I have no recommended changes to today's agenda.
And motion to approve the agenda?
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Colvin.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We have the minutes of May 1st. Any questions or corrections? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
There is none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comment, Mr. Guy?
I like his shirt.
Well, he's fancy. He's fancy. Sure. He's dressed well. Paul Rigger.
I swear. I shop at the same thrift shop as I do.
Good morning. Paul Rigger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown.
Morning.
Just wanted to say thank you for the Board of Adjustment agendas with adding a little more detail to them. That was a nice compliment for that one. Last Wednesday at the comp plan meeting, what I've been arguing about is with the property rights for individuals versus with the farmers' rights. And during the one comment that the agriculture secretary had mentioned when it was asked with the state for what's considered a farm, is when they had set it at 10 acres for the state's definition of a farm, $1,000 worth of sales, and then other things included. But the irony of it is, and what I've been arguing about, is give the farmers the protection that they need, but the homeowners that go overboard should be enforced by the county, because when he could said anything for under 10 acres, he had said that it was $10,000 worth of income. So he's making it more stringent, harder for to say that somebody has a couple acres, unless they have the income, isn't considered the same protections. And it comes down to where the disagreement is. My main disagreement comes in with the any farm use in our county code, starting at 100, any size residence basically, is how can the county include everything? Say, well, the state says this is farm use on a smaller acre, and say, well, the state says it's permissible. When if the state doesn't consider it a farm, how can we just on smaller stuff say it's permissible for what's permitted and not permitted? With that, also coming back to the ordinance that you did when you did the 9 ordinances in a row to fix a couple things for the county residents with Board of Adjustment, a few of them were on there. When you had came up with the undersized lots for the took the 10 and 15 foot side setbacks down to the standard, set that at 5 foot for them on there. And during that hearing, I thought it was asked, like, if somebody has a 45 foot lot and they want to build a 35 foot house on there for the width, they would be the 5 foot setbacks on each side. Fine. But when you took it from 15 to 5, how could somebody come in and say, well, now I want to build on that 40 foot width house and come in for variance for those side yard setbacks and be granted from the Board of Adjustment to go into those 5 foot to prove that it's a hardship? How can a builder or a resident just to get more? Why would that ordinance took the time to spend and invest in the money and write in that ordinance for the 5 feet on each side and compromising down from the 10 to 15? How come we're still or Board of Adjustment is still allowing those variances to go through? Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. Last Wednesday, you guys had a land use plan meeting of some sort. I don't know what you want to call it. I know it's a bunch of horse bucket, because I had a phone call. Said, did you listen? I said, no. He said, well, you need to listen, because they really showed what they are. I'm here to tell you. You showed it all right. Oh, we're going to have an ag district, are you? I got news for you. You're going to tell a farmer, we're not paying you for your land, but we're going to downzone you? You better think twice or three times before you go that route. Because the farmers, hey, you ain't never seen the farmers yet come unglued here. But they are going to come unglued on you. And you might want to wish they hadn't. Because they'll fill this circle in this room. And you'll know these farmers. I'm just giving you a fair warning. Because, hey, you act like you own this place. You don't own this county. You think you do, but you really don't. And as long, and then you got him barking up the wrong tree.
Are you pointing me or him?
I wouldn't talk to him if you paid me to talk to him, because he's a trumper. And I got news for him. I ain't planning on voting for him. That's for sure. You can take that to the bank.
Hope you don't lose by one.
And don't bring your signs out there either. But I tell you, I'll wipe them right off the map. I guarantee you. Because I tell you, I own my land, and I've never allowed no politician to ever put a sign on my land. Oh, they can put them out there. But guess what?
You're
they
back on him. Back on him.
They disappeared, and I got them all painted up, and I reuse them for my benefit. So don't go there. And you better back off from the farmers.
I think thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You should listen to the tape.
Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. A couple items to get to this morning. First being a proclamation proclaiming the month of May as Community Action Month. I have a proclamation from the Sussex County Council I'd like to read, and we'll present that. Whereas the Community Action connects individuals and families to approaches that help them succeed and promotes community-wide solutions to challenges throughout our cities, suburbs, and rural areas. Whereas Community Action serves 99% of America's counties in rural, suburban, and urban communities, offering life-changing services that create pathways to prosperity by connecting families to job training, affordable housing, utility assistance for seniors, promoting community-wide solutions, and sharing expertise. And Community Action will continue to implement innovative programs that create a greater chance of success for everyone. We'll continue to focus on a broader range of community challenges to ignite economic growth and ensure all families can benefit and will continue to be a voice for the disenfranchised. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council hereby proclaims the month of May 2018 as Community Action Month in Sussex County in recognition of the hard work and dedication of all community action agencies and First State Community Action Agency in the state of Delaware. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, President. And I believe we have some representatives from First State Community Action. Come on down. Thank you for being here.
I just want to, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
I just want to take this time to thank Sussex County Council for all the support that you have given First State Community Action Agency over the years. As you know, we started out as Sussex County Community Action Agency 53 years ago here in Georgetown. And our goal will continue to be a hand up and not a handout, teaching the individuals in the low-income communities how to become self-sufficient with the tools that they need. So that's what we have been doing. That's what we will continue to do. And with the help and the support of the council, thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you have done to help us over the years. And my prayer and my hope is that you will continue to work with us and help us and help your constituents in your perspective service area. So thank you so much. Well,
thank you, Bernice, for you and all your group does. Thank you very, very much. Mr. Lawson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. Moving down the agenda to the next item, board and committee appointments. There was information in your packets this week. I've got a few appointments to county boards and committees. I've got two appointments for the Sussex County Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities. It's my understanding that Mr. Arlette would like to appoint Ms. Linda M. Forte to this committee, and Mr. Cole would like to appoint Ms. Antoinette Wright Johnson to this committee as well. Unless there are questions, I can read a concurrent motion for both of those appointments.
Please read your motion, sir.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the appointment of Ms. Antoinette Wright Johnson and Ms. Linda M. Forte to the Sussex County Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities, effective immediately, for a term of 2 years.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Second, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries. Next, sir.
And the next appointments are to the Sussex County Library Advisory Board. Again, two appointments. It's my understanding that Mr. Vincent would like to reappoint Ms. Rebecca Callio, and Mr. Wilson would like to reappoint Ms. Harriet Elliott to the Library Advisory Board. I'll read these motions concurrently.
Yes, sir.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the appointment of Ms. Rebecca Callio and Ms. Harriet Elliott to the Sussex County Library Advisory Board, effective immediately until such time the term expires in June 2020.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second,
Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. Next is the County Administrator's Report for May 15, 2018, item number one. The Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet May 21st at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County Administrative Office's West Complex in Georgetown. Bill Peterson, Administrator, and Julia Kirsch, Activity Director, Delaware Veterans Home, will be speaking on new innovative memory enhancement approaches for veterans. The Conference Planning Subcommittee will also meet at 11:30 to discuss planning for the annual conference. A copy of the agenda for each meeting is attached. Item number two, the Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for April 2018 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests as well as a total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 196 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of April. Item three, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, the following projects have received substantial completion. Tidewater Landing, a.k.a. Love Creek Landing, Phase 1, Plan Review and Construction Record, effective May 7th. Seagrove, a.k.a. Harton, Phase 2, effective May 8th. Marsh Farm Estates, Phase 1, effective 9th. And Plantations Park Marina, effective May 9th. Item 4, it is with sadness that we note the passing of County Pensioner Ruth Marvel on Saturday, April 28th. Ms. Marvel began her career with Sussex County in May 1952, where she worked in the tax office until June 1953. Ms. Marvel returned to the county in July 1980 and retired from the Milton Library as a library director in July 1989 for a total of 10 years of service. We wish to extend our condolences to the Marvel family. Thank you, Mr. President.
Sure. Ms. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. Today I'm making a recommendation to extend conduits agreement, they're formerly known as ACS, to the end of May 2019. Conduit is used in both Recorder of Deeds and Register of Wills as a document management system. In March, Council awarded a contract with a new software vendor for Recorder of Deeds office. The office is going through implementation process and should be completed this summer. A couple of weeks ago, the Register of Wills office issued a request for proposal for their software. Since both offices are under the same agreement, we feel it's the best interest of the county to extend the agreement with the current vendor until new systems are in place for both offices. We are hopeful that the Register of Wills will have their software selected this summer with implementation beginning or completed in the winter. The good news is that there will be no fees from Conduent once that we stop using their software. So even though this agreement is for a year, once we're done, we don't pay anything anyway. So this agreement just ensures that Conduent will support our current software through this transition. And I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council extend its agreement with Conduent until May 25th, 2019.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second, Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next, Jeff Cox, Deputy Director of EMS.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, sir.
Your paramedics are at the ground zero of the opioid epidemic. Our worst year, 2 years ago, we had 440 Narcan administrations to unresponsive, not breathing opioid overdoses, and we had 78 deaths that year. Our numbers are actually going down because there is so much law enforcement and civilian administration of Narcan now. We're still seeing the same number of patients, but others are administering it. Throughout all of this, we have been the lead agency in educating law enforcement and community groups on the opioid epidemic and on Narcan administration. And we've been kind of doing that on our own dime for a while. So we were approached by Office of EMS in Delaware to receive, be the only county to be working with them to receive CDC pass-through grant funding, which would allow us 100% reimbursement of expenses when we go and we teach law enforcement about Narcan, or we go and speak to civic organizations about the opioid epidemic and what's being done. So this would be a cost recovery initiative, entering into a memorandum of understanding with Office of EMS to receive the pass-through grant funding from CDC up to $30,000 and $3,000 for training supplies or hard goods that we would need to teach these different classes. So I would like to make a motion.
Please do.
Would like to make a motion that the County Council support the Memorandum of Understanding between Sussex County EMS and the Office of EMS in the pass-through grant funding for the opioid education.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions?
Yes, Mr. President. A couple. Just to clarify, you the state's asking you to teach other counties, other folks
within our own county.
I
went and spoke at the Maine first. Public health brought all the players together: directors of prisons, state police, rehab group areas. And I spoke at that, so this would have been reimbursed had it been. But it is predominantly for the prison is on hold. They've been waiting for us to get the MOU, and we'll be teaching prison the prison guards Narcan administration. There's plenty of other law enforcement groups, Del Tech, and other law enforcement within the county that are looking for the education.
And then you mentioned that we are the only county that has this MOU?
We will be the only county entering into the MOU. It was offered to Newcastle that turned it down for political reasons. And then Kent County is working on it, but not there yet.
Okay. All right. And then up to $30,000, what was the amount that we had spent this last year, do you recall?
I've not really pieced it out because we just considered it part of doing our job and outreach. When the law enforcement would reach out to us, Georgetown or Lewis, we just went and did it as part of the bigger community.
Sure. Okay. Well, very good. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
More questions, the council?
Do you believe that
Wilson
using Narcan is going to cut back on the use of drugs?
I do not. However, we are faced with a choice, and the choice is that they, for whatever reason, they chose to use drugs. The overdose happened, and
I misunderstood you. I thought you said it was going to cut back on use of drugs.
No, sir. No, it is to help save the people when they overdose.
In other words, things not going to get any better. Is that what you're saying?
It is not going to get better based on this MOU, but it will help us save lives.
Because there's no real treatment for Narcan, except help save lives. Just continue. They just continue to keep on doing it.
It's a choice.
So what we're really doing is we need to go to private, where, like Teen for Talent, they get them cured. They take them in for a while, and the first thing you know, they change their way of living. So that might be the way we should go.
Understood, but this is our little EMS part of the big picture, is to respond and be the public safety net
It does seem like it's our little things that we are doing. Because I continue, you tell her, it's like telling my kids, quit doing this. Will you quit this? And they keep on doing the same darn thing. I keep on getting money. I'm throwing away money away because I don't go anywhere with it. Just wasting time, one sense speaking. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Any more questions to council? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
I think it's a great program, yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I disagree with the program also. I vote yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you very much, sir. For your time, everybody.
No, thank you. Mr. Kilgo? We are glad you are here.
Mm-hmm.
We've been awaiting this for quite a while.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. On April 10th, I came before you for the approval of incentivizing wireless internet service providers known as WISP. As you recall, council tasked the IT department with investigating solutions to enhance internet connectivity in Sussex County to help our residents, particularly in underserved and hard-to-reach rural areas. With that, the county, along with officials at the state level, have been in discussions the last several months on ways to work together to attract the investment and expertise of the private sector. Today, I'm pleased to announce that we have received numerous responses to our request for proposal and have awarded the RFP to 4 WISP. Those chosen are present today, some of them, and I'd like to identify the organizations and its representatives. So I'm pleased to present the award to BlueSurf, who's led by CEO Vincent Sabatier, Neil Stegman, and Paul Carliner. BridgeMax is another corporation, CEO Jim Connor. We have a partnership of New Vision and Broad Valley. We have Richard Bevel here, Scott Forrest, Alan Currian, and Frank Matarazzo. Then we have another partnership with Delmarva Voigt and Connex, who are represented here by Jack Barbarian, Bill Rissey, Dave Karcher, and Casey Fitzgerald. I would also like to thank Director Robbie Hunt, who is present, from his Deputy Director Eric Wagner and Operations Manager Tom Cadunce of Delaware Division of Communications for partnering with the county on this initiative. I would also like to extend a thanks to Secretary Collins, Jason Clark, and Mark Cabry from DTI, who was present, for their support in this initiative. Finally, I'd like to thank you, Mr. President, and the council members for supporting and funding this project. Without your dedication and support, we would not be standing before you with such groundbreaking news. Thank you.
Well, I would like to say this while you're right there. This has been a long project that we challenged you to do. And with cooperation of the state, you and your people have done a great job.
Thank you.
And we've heard this from a number of all of our constituents about, I can't get broadband service in my house, I can't do this, kids can't do their homework, whatever, businesses that need it, which hopefully will help a lot of them. But on behalf of the council, I want to thank you. It's been a big project. Mr. Lawson was involved in this, Ms. Jennings, but you've done a great job. And I think this will benefit this county a great deal. We're glad to have 4 partners, and hopefully our public will get internet, and the partners make money. Everybody be happy.
This is the first time, so it's not over.
We
still have some room to grow.
This is certainly a great, great second step.
Yes.
But thank you very much for all your hard work. We appreciate
you.
That very much.
One comment, Mr. President. I would echo, Mr. President, and just with this new partnership, with this new agreement, can you just share a guesstimation of how many new Sussex counties will have the opportunity to be connected to the internet? Not today, but as this rolls out.
I don't have numbers.
Do you have a guesstimation?
Opportunity, that's good. Anybody out there?
There are a lot of opportunities, but...
Are we talking 5,000? Are we talking 10,000?
Could be.
Are we talking...
Could be. I mean, I don't have numbers.
The key is access, that people have access.
Yes. So.
And their willingness to pay for it. It's not going to be free, right?
No, right. It's not free.
Right, so there's still that willingness of the customer to have to pay
whatever
it is. So that's the...
But access is key.
People like free.
Including Mr. Cole.
Nothing in life is for free.
Yeah, you get my age, you want everything free.
Mr. President, would it be appropriate to ask the four vendors if they have people here to stand up so we can recognize the folks that
please do.
Agreed to partner with us? Can those
please
representatives
stand
please stand up?
Please stand up, yes. Thank you all
Thank you very much for being here.
I'd like to ask our GIS department to stand up also. They've been very intricate in this. Joe Marshall and James Gow is part of our GIS, and they're led by Megan Nairboss, and they've helped us with this initiative also.
Thank you all very, very much. Look forward to working with you very much. Thank you. Thanks, Dwayne. Mr. Medlars.